Boulevard, as Rennie's Balloon Shop and the building next to the location. Suspects are seen climbing out of both windows, male Hispanic and a possible male black.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the news installment of the Minorities Report. Did you miss us? After a week away, we are back. You have, of course, me, your head minority in charge, your host, Gus. And with me, as usual, is my biracial consigliere, Mr. J. Shell.
How's it going, everybody?
And, of course, he's starting to become a habit, bro. It's like a bad rash. Caesar, the rockabilly barber.
You're welcome.
We can't quit him.
Why can't I quit you?
Clink, clink, clink. Well,
Jake Season Hall.
Because it would have been great if he goes, why can't I quit you? Because we're gay, dude. Because we're gay.
Because we're gay, bro.
Your wife's the cover.
Did you forget last night?
I mean, props to the casting directors, because you got Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger. That's a good-looking gay couple.
Is it believable, though?
What's up?
Is it believable, though?
Totally.
Very rarely have I seen two very attractive men together.
Well, hold on. Mm-hmm. But you know what we have to play? With Jake Gyllenhaal and Heath Ledger, who's on top?
Both. No, they're totally switched. Yeah. I get that vibe.
I feel like they rotisserie.
Kind of.
As they get hot, they just have to flip over.
But with them, it's unseasoned because they're white guys.
Are you mocking their European ancestry?
Kinda.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, if you look at it,
spicy mayonnaise.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing. Like, they would be switches because when you look at them, there's nothing that screams hard ass. I mean, like,
I bet you they got a hard ass.
I'm sure hard ass screams hard ass.
Yeah.
To them.
You ever watch? I know you probably don't. I don't listen to Joe Rogan, but he used to do stand up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You've
heard the skit that he does at the beginning. He goes, my friend comes down. Hey, mom, don't come down here because, you know, me and Bobby are going to be lifting weights. And I don't want you coming down here.
No.
And he goes, and Bobby comes up and goes, oh, man. He goes, what's the matter? You look all sad. Oh, man. You know, Eileen just broke up with me. She says I got a fat, flabby ass. What? Get out of here. Your ass is tight. Man, your ass is so hard. It's so muscular and round. I bet you I couldn't even get my cock in it. He's like,
that was his joke?
You don't know. He goes, oh.
I don't think that was a joke.
He goes, look, she's barely fitting in there. He goes, like, yo, what are you doing, man? He goes, hold on. He goes, it was all tight and round and muscular.
Bro, I don't think that was a skit. I think they left the recording on at Rogan's house.
Did they say, methinks thou protest too much?
I'm saying. I mean, when you look at his fan base.
But anyway, getting back to Jake Gyllenhaal.
After that segue there.
I've never looked at his fan base, honestly, have you?
Right.
What?
What's up?
You've looked at his fan base?
Well, actually, kind of.
they're Andrew Tate spinoffs. Yeah. I mean, that's all they are.
Well, I had a coworker that was kind of like that. Like, I remember one time he was bitching about Greta Thunberg.
Yeah.
And he was saying, oh, she's the worst person ever. I was like, why? And he never really...
Because Joe Rogan told me she is.
Well, pretty much. He didn't say it like that, but it was pretty much that. Like, he couldn't come up with a way to criticize her.
Yeah.
And she says, the only people... he says, you know, people say they only criticize her because she's a girl and everything, blah, blah, blah. I was like, that's what you're doing now, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Joe Rogan's all right if you don't mind the misogynistic, bro-ish, douchebaggy humor, I guess.
It's like... me with rotisserie chicken.
I'm being funny.
Oh, I know. Right. I know. Yeah. I don't eat most of the rotisserie chicken. I just have to pick around it.
You like the skin, don't you?
If it's crispy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. That was an interesting metaphor there.
Don't get me wrong. I give Rogan props for his martial arts.
Like, I forget about that.
No, he's a huge... Yeah. I give him props for that.
Yeah.
But as a person,
he's a weird dude.
And
he's
having his opinion on his shows, he's just.
See, I mean, but it's his opinion, though. It's his show.
I can't give him props for his martial arts because he has fed into that toxic bro mentality, especially from the BJJ crowd. And don't get me wrong, not, you know, bad-mouthing jiu-jitsu and everything. It's a great art, but it has been compromised by those toxic assholes that have to shit on traditional arts.
Oh, I agree.
But I think also
I sent you that video about that karate guy versus one of them. Remember?
Oh, yeah.
And the karate guy, he goes, because he's a kata formist, and they were like, he'll never make it in MMA.
Yeah.
Knock the guy out in 30 seconds.
See, that's the thing. Like, because of Rogan, there's always those people, whenever you watch, like, a TikTok, a video or something, where it has to do with traditional martial arts, there's some asshole that's on there says, it won't work in the octagon. It won't work on the street.
10 seconds later.
Bro, I seen a dude get knocked out of the, you know, I goof. I got mad respect for capoeira, but I goof and I say fancy Brazilian dancing.
Yeah.
Because it started out as dancing.
Yeah.
Anyway. So, but I legit saw a dude get knocked out with one of them capoeira kicks in an MMA ring.
Oh yeah, kick. That was
Marcelo
Aurelio.
Yeah,
but no, he is like a well-known capoeirista in Mestre. Yeah. But the thing is that showed that those arts can be practical.
You can, yeah. I mean, a rock bottom will work in the street if you hit them on the concrete hard enough.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's because like people think like, oh, when you're going to use that's
because people think wrestling moves don't really hurt.
Yeah.
Oh no, they hurt, dude. I was thinking about when you the last time you wrestled,
and
for a minute there I was like, yo,
he's really hurt.
Gus is gonna we're gonna have to take his ass to the hospital,
bro. Somebody I sold so good that somebody told the guy who's hosting the show, hey, you want to go back there and check on him? Like, and when they came back, I'm sitting there laughing. I'm like,
yeah. But truthfully, were you hurting? Were your body hurting?
No, absolutely not.
You just know how to fall and stuff.
But it's hurting now though.
Well, my body hurts now.
I was about to say, it's all catching up to you.
Yeah. Listen, just because I have an arthritic right elbow,
don't hurt. I don't even feel it at all anymore.
A semi-arthritic left elbow and carpal tunnel in both wrists doesn't mean I'm hurting.
Okay, when your ailments sound like a grocery list, let's see, you got some carpal tunnel, you got some arthritis in the knees there.
You got to sprinkle a little.
Get a little.
Asthma maybe on the chest.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about my torn meniscus in my right knee.
You remind me of the principal from Beavis and Butthead. There's that episode where he got kicked in the nuts and he knows.
Kick me in the Jimmy!
Well, no, not that guy. That's the coach.
Oh, yeah.
But the principal no sells the kick to the nuts.
Oh, you mean the original Hank Hill?
No, that's Tom Anderson. Principal Vickers was that.
Oh, you're right. It looked like a cone head almost.
Kind of looked like a white version of that one dude from Breaking Bad.
It looked like a white version of the meme.
Yeah.
You know, the chocolate ice cream meme?
Yeah. But no, so in the beginning of the episode, he gets kicked in the nuts. And then throughout the entire episode, at the end, he's at his desk, and all of a sudden he goes, it falls.
Falls over.
Like delayed reaction.
Great reaction.
Yep. No. Shout out Principal Vickers.
That was one of my favorite episodes, though. He goes, kick me in the Jimmy. What?
Do it! Oh, I love the.
And he just goes, yeah!
No, my favorite episode was
you don't remember that one?
No, my favorite episode was the candy drive, and it was the guy who was in charge of it was voiced by David Spade. And so Beavis and Butthead, they were supposed to sell the candy, but they end up eating it. And the David Spade character finds out and starts, like, you know, hitting them and everything.
Right.
The coach comes in and says, what the hell are you doing to my students? I do the ass kicking around here. He's like, rate your turn, jarhead.
Wow.
And hits him. Wow. You have made a fatal mistake, Mr. Candy Ass. I hope you know a thing or two about hand-to-hand combat. You're going down, jarhead. Hits him again. And he starts doing, like, these taekwondo kicks and everything. And then, meanwhile, it cuts to Beavis and Butthead just laughing as usual. And then you hear, like, the ass whooping. Like,
Hey, we just went from one gay couple to another. Come on,
Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah, they were.
No,
I don't even want to know.
I don't think so.
What?
I don't even want to know.
It'd be Butthead.
What did I just say?
Could you imagine? No, maybe he'd be at the bottom because his Beavis is like, I am Cornholio. I put my teepee in your bunghole. He goes, and he's sitting there going.
That took him back to like grade school when every kid tried to.
Like, you're like, whoa, slow down there, Beavis.
No, that took
put
that,
some lube in there. That almost sounded like Princess Lumps.
From Adventure Time?
Yeah. Hi.
Oh, God.
I love that character, dude. Yeah, Princess. I love that character.
Because it's every disaffected teenager in the United States.
Wait, does it sound like, okay, you know what that sounded like? The girl from that God damn it. The fucking puberty show on Netflix. Fuck, why can't I think of the name of it? With John Mahoney. Big Mouth.
Big Mouth.
Big Mouth. Because you ever see the girl that with Lola?
Yeah.
Okay. You mean John Mulhaney, right?
John Mulhaney.
When you said John Mahoney, I was like, the dad from Frasier?
No. John Mulaney. John Mulaney.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, when we were talking about Scrubs,
yeah.
Why does JD's voiceovers kind of sound like John Mulaney sometimes?
Because he's a generic white guy.
He's a whiny.
whiny. But one's Irish and the other's Jewish.
Yeah, yeah.
Completely different whining.
No, honestly, I've noticed that there is a difference to his pitch of voice. You know who John Mulaney is?
I know who he is.
But yeah, so I think that's his narration voice. You know what I'm saying?
No, no, it's just his narration voice. Yeah, no, yeah, not his regular
but,
voice.
But no, I think he pitches up because, like, you know, it's the omnipresent voice and everything.
Yeah.
As like Gangster Lane on the shuttle.
Go real quick back to martial arts, including Scrubs. Yeah. Bro, we were watching an episode, and I know we're going to talk about them in another show, but Turk,
yeah,
he threw off some sweet ass kicks.
Are you talking about when him and Todd fought off against the other interns? Dude, he threw a Gary Daniels style kick.
Yeah,
it's like where he throws the roundhouse and his leg.
He did like three spin kicks. I'm like, damn, well, dude, Turk.
There's a reason why he has those gains, man. When you look at Donald Faison, he's a built dude.
When I saw him fight, you know what? All I can hear in my head was from American Dad.
Yeah,
I'm trained, bitch.
Bananue.
Have you seen that one?
No.
American.
I can't stand that show.
But American Dad, there was a koala bear that had a black former CIA agent inside of him.
No, he was a homeless guy.
Right, a homeless guy.
Inside of him?
They transferred their brain.
Yeah. Oh, okay. So the fly thing.
So him and the head of the FBI, CIA start fighting. He starts going, he goes, capoeira, I'm trained, bitch. And he starts going, Paranoway. Anyway, so what I wanted to talk to you guys today is about a certain kind of juice. The juice that was loose. And now he ain't no more. Ain't no more juice.
Yep, that's right. We are talking about the infamous Orenthal Norberg James Simpson.
Did you call him?
That's really his name?
Yeah, Orenthal James Simpson. You didn't know that was his name?
I knew it was a weird name, but
it was Orenthal.
Orenthal.
See, that's why he went with.
That's an old black school name.
That's a name that Auntie will yell out. Orenthal, get your ass back in here. Cut me a switch.
It ain't like these newfangled names, you know, like
Braylon,
Tracy, and Cooper.
Bro,
and,
you know what I was
and
thinking?
Brooklyn.
Juan?
any
Juans
version
are
going to
be,
Lynn.
Like, non-existent.
Absolutely.
Juan?
Yeah.
No,
I have
no,
not
no.
heard of anybody naming their kids Juan
no,
the last
of course not.
Years.
There's a million to Juan chance about.
Right.
I see what you did there.
Shout out Paul Rodriguez.
Hey, I love Paul Rodriguez.
Hey, you ever see his sitcom he had way back in the day called AKA Pablo?
Pablo? Yeah. It was supposed to be the new Chico and the Man.
Yeah, it wasn't.
Apparently.
It was Chico and the Man without the funny.
Yeah.
without Chico or the Man.
Without the sex appeal of, obviously, Jack Albertson.
The only joke I remember from it, he dressed up like a Chicano and pull out a blade and go, the Mexican Express card, don't leave home without it. I'm like, that is racist.
Jesus
sir.
Christ, no wonder it didn't last.
That is racist, sir.
But
was he wrong?
Listen.
But
just because something is factual doesn't make it not racist, okay?
Or not funny.
Yeah,
not funny.
Yes, how dare you? It was more like all Latinos were going, you told them our secret.
Yeah.
You bastard.
Wow.
Now we got to start carrying razor blades in our mouth.
Well, Dave Chappelle took that for black people when
That's
he was
why
in Con Air.
Oh, bro, girls in the hood, they would wear it in their weave.
Yeah.
They would put blades in their weave.
It's like their bag of holding in
Legend
of Zelda.
No, and sometimes
when you activate the menu.
And sometimes if they had the braided weaves, they would put them on the ends. Yeah. Like a Mortal Kombat character.
I was about to say.
I knew a guy when I was in high school. Yeah. Well, he was out of high school already, but he showed us he had calloused like the inside of his cheek to where he could slip a blade in there.
Inside his cheek?
Inside his cheek. Yeah. And he showed us how. And so that when he would go to jail or whatever, he'd open his mouth, they'd check, nothing there. But he had a little compartment in there and just,
Man, I don't want to know the people, you know. Fuck it. We're going to call you American
Dude,
me from now on.
I was about to say. It's like everybody you knew was from like a Chicano gang movie.
How do I get through these keys?
Up until I was 18, pretty much.
Right.
So, O.J. Simpson.
Yep.
He goes,
talking about razors.
The juice.
To quote Caitlyn Jenner, and I don't do this often, good riddance.
Which is fucked up coming from her of all people, considering that she killed a person.
I'm saying.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I was like, yeah, glass
Wait,
houses.
Who did she kill?
Yeah, she ran over someone.
Caitlyn Jenner?
Oh,
yeah.
That's right.
But Helicker Malan slide.
Yeah.
There's been a couple of movie stars that got away with that. Matthew Broderick.
Yeah. Killed a person in Ireland.
Yep.
Laura Bush.
Yep.
Laura Bush killed a man.
Yep. So, but anyway, O.J. Simpson.
Yeah.
No longer with us. And how is it my girlfriend said on that? It's like that gif where the guy goes, Oh no. Anyway.
Well, that was pretty much the consensus of the internet. You know what I'm saying? Because you know how when a celebrity athlete, whatever, when they pass away, you know, people be like, "Oh, I miss them. Yeah. I was a fan of them." None for OJ. Nope. In fact, it was all jokes.
There's like, oh, despite of what this and that, like he was still. Yeah.
Well,
there was none of that. It was just like, hey, OJ died. Oh, okay, cool.
Yeah, yeah.
What do you want for dinner?
I was going to say, it's like.
You're getting something for the corner store.
When when Robin Williams passed away, you go into work.
That reminds me, bring orange juice, please.
Wow. Nice segue. Callback.
No, it's like when Robin Williams died, people go into work. I know, oh my God, it's so sad, blah, blah, blah. And anybody else, it's so sad. People are walking to work. Hey, OJ died. Yeah. That's nice. Did you bring the donuts?
Right.
What are we ordering for lunch?
Yeah.
I think, you know, honestly, you know that Ron Goldman, you know he and his family were celebrating like the Ewoks at the end of Return of the Jedi when they heard the news.
They're celebrating like France when fucking Trump lost.
Right. Or end of D-Day.
Wizard of Oz. Ding dong. The witch is dead.
Dude, that would be a great video to make.
Right.
Today, Renthal St. James Simpson has died of cancer. Yeah. And then it cuts to Times Square after World War II and the dude's kissing the nurse.
Because, you know, there was, out of all the people that hated OJ, fucking Ron Goldman, or no, I'm sorry, his father, Fred Goldman. Oh, I'm pretty sure Ron hates him.
Well, no,
motherfucker, you killed me.
He's waiting up in hell, heaven. He's like, nah, bro, he ain't coming this way.
Yeah. But no, but actually, you know what? I was watching an interview with Fred Goldman on the Steve Harvey Show, and he actually admitted that a friend of his said, hey, if you want, you can put a I know somebody that could put a contract out on OJ.
Wow.
So, yeah. Wow. And he actually said, you know what? I actually considered it because I was very angry. He took my son away. But that would make me
just as
bad as OJ. Yeah. Yeah.
What I heard, though, is the Goldman family, when they found out OJ died, all of a sudden that song started. Everybody clap your hands. They just started doing a wave.
Well, you know what it is, and we're gonna get into this, but you know the whole internet's reaction and everything.
I was thinking, he's on a highway to hell
because of the Bronco.
Oh yeah, slow ride, take it easy. But no, it was like, his.
Sorry, because that was funny.
Right. But no, his whole legacy was tainted, man. Yep. It wasn't just the trial and like in the murders and everything. Like, he was exposed for being a very abusive piece of shit.
Yeah.
All right. Let's take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hey, it's me, Jonathan.
I don't know a Jonathan.
Yeah, that's the name they gave me at the orphanage after you put me up for adoption. How could you give me away?
Bring the family together again. San Andreas Telephone. For those difficult conversations.
And we're back. Thank you guys for hanging out. Still laughing from that highway to hell joke. The white Bronco. Anyway, OJ Simpson. So he died. Mm-hmm. But what we wanted to talk about too was when we first heard about him dying. That just when I first heard of OJ, I got two stories. Mm-hmm. I heard kind of his football career back in the day with the Buffalo. But it was the Avis car commercials where he's running through the airport.
I remember
and jumping
that.
Over the and jumping over the
Hertz.
Yeah. The Hertz car commercials where he would jump over the he was running for his plane. Yeah. I remember watching that commercials on TV when they were like present.
Mm. How I remember him before knowing he even played football.
Yeah.
Naked Gun.
Well, same here.
See, that's your guy's generation. Mine was.
Well, dude, you're like 20 fucking years older than us.
Bro, I'm like 3 years older than your old ass. And I look 5 years younger than you.
The verdict said that is a lie.
Thank you, Maury. Anyway. I see what you did there.
So,
but no, yeah, it was, but yeah, like we do represent like different generations of how we know OJ.
But
like the Naked Gun movies, that's actually what made him like big in Hollywood.
It was, but he had done before that. He did he did the Towering Inferno,
right?
Which kind of, but Tower Inferno was more of a Steve McQueen vehicle,
right?
But it was an ensemble cast.
See, yeah,
he did a war movie. I can't remember which one it was, but he did a war movie.
Well, he was gonna do a special. He was gonna do a series called The Frogmen.
Yeah,
they shot a pilot, and it was basically like a whole like SEAL Team Six type of thing.
Oh, and here's a funny thing, because you know, of course, what he was quote unquote accused of doing. Fun fact, I'm not sure if you knew about this one. He was actually up for a role in a certain James Cameron movie, but was told that he looked too innocent and came off as too wholesome to play the Terminator.
So he was researching for a role. That's what that was.
But he was actually one of James... Wait,
10 years after?
They wanted James Cameron to cast O.J. Simpson as the Terminator. Mm-hmm. And he said no because he comes off as too wholesome and innocent to play the Terminator. Yeah.
Wow. You see, and honestly, like, that was
like
right.
The joke's irony. On you.
Well, see, that was the power of his.
I don't know if they could have blurred out his.
Wow, his Mandingo.
Right, but yeah, that was
bro. On a podcast, you can't see visuals. Like yeah. That,
oh, I meant his Von Sticker.
His Mandingo.
His giant Von Sticker.
Oh, what was it? Elliot calls him on Scrubs. His
Oh, his bajang. No, wait, that's the for the
woman.
Yeah,
he was hey hey, his hey hey.
Jesus,
hey
hey. She was the whitest person on that show.
No, but anyway.
Yeah, but no, that was honestly a testament to how charismatic he was, because the dude was like a monster behind the scenes.
Absolutely.
You know. So, but yeah, I always thought that was ironic that you know a convicted killer lost out on playing a killer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he wasn't convicted.
Well, not convicted, but alleged.
He was acquitted.
Yeah.
You know, and he wrote a book saying, if I would have done it.
Okay. That book. If there was any way of saying I'm guilty and I got away, it was that.
Have you ever seen, have you ever seen the cover of the book?
I don't remember.
So he wrote the book, but he wasn't allowed to profit from the book.
He wrote the book on murder.
Because the Goldman sued him, and everything that he made, the profit off of anything that had to do with it, that he had to give to them. So all the profit and all the book rights went to them.
Oh, and his Heisman Trophy. He had to sell that.
Yeah, so was it not Fred Goldman, the dad? Fred Goldman.
Yeah.
Fred Goldman had them change the cover. And if you look at the cover, it says really big, I did it. And there's an if about two. It's like this little. If you look at the cover quick, all this is I did it. If you got to look for the if. It's like
no, the if is in the middle. It's in the
it's
eye.
It's in the eye, real small,
and
up
it's
near
in
the
like
top.
It's, yeah. Yeah. Wow.
It's like yeah. I did it. If it's like if somebody told you, if
I did it,
dude. That reminded me of SNL when they were parodying. Which, by the way, we have to get into that SNL's parody of OJ, yeah. Especially Norm MacDonald. But they did a sketch. God, yeah, yeah. They did a sketch of OJ back on Monday Night Football doing commentary and everything. Yeah. And he's with, I forget the coach that Will Ferrell was playing. But so he's doing the whole, like, when you
probably
write the
John Madden.
It wasn't Madden. But anyway, ahead. But, you know, when they write down the play with the marker and everything. Yeah. He says, all right, so you had your defender right here. He's doing all da-da-da. But he's basically drawn out, I did it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did see. I remember that, dude.
Wow. Wait, who was OJ?
It was Tim Meadows.
Oh, okay.
Tim Meadows.
I can see that.
Yeah. Well, he was only a black cast member, so.
Yeah. At the time,
were you about to say Klans member?
Well, black Klans.
I mean, you don't know. Tim Meadows, you never know, dude.
Right? It's always the ones you least expect. But yeah.
I loved him in, what was it, Semi-Pro? Just call me a jive turkey.
Oh, yeah. You weren't a nom, you jive turkey.
What'd you say?
No. He called you a cocksucker. A cocksucker. He just said that you suck a little cock.
You calling me a jive turkey? Dude, that movie is so ridiculous.
I was. I had Swedish porn got me through the shit. Was the shit in Ann Arbor? Because that's where you're at. But anyway.
So going back to OJ.
Yeah.
So the Naked Gun.
Yeah.
He was a buffoon in that
movie. Oh, yeah. He was Norberg.
Yeah.
But yeah. But you know what's funny is that the first Naked Gun movie, he's wearing a black, like a black cap.
Yeah.
He's all decked out in black.
Oh my
he
God!
Was sneaking, in that boat.
How prophetic! Rope, how right? prophetic of them.
Oh, man. But he was funny, though. Like, he was hilarious in those
didn't
movies.
He get thrown out a flight of stairs in a wheelchair?
Yeah, it was at the end. Like, oh, I survived. Oh, hey, good to see you, Norbert. Dude. Pats him on the back. Like,
was he in the sequels?
He was.
Oh, yeah, then he hits the end.
Yeah. He was in the sequel. Oh, in the second movie, he was supposed to put a surveillance underneath the suspect's car.
Right.
But then he gets dragged when they forgot to unhook him.
Yeah.
And so he's being dragged down the street. The guy parks his van, and now he slides underneath the van, and then he's on a bus headed to fucking Mexico.
That's right. See, the thing is with him, though, even, like, it was kind of low-key known what a piece of shit he was. What's fucked up is a lot of people knew it, like Marcus Allen.
Yeah.
The famous football player as well.
Yeah, yeah.
He knew it, but never said nothing. Yeah. Like, because he was also OJ's wife's other friend. If you know what I mean.
Well, there was also talk
the
around...
The
mister. Yeah. Well, there was also talk around the Brentwood area because back then they were kind of like the Saved by the Bell crew of Brentwood. You know, it was that clique of people. And Kim Kardashian's mom, Chris.
Okay, huh?
Chris Kardashian and her ex, Robert Shapiro, when they were married, hung out with them.
Not Robert Shapiro.
Kardashian. But Kardashian. Yeah, yeah. Sorry to sound racist, but all Roberts look alike.
Wow.
Hot take. But yeah. But anyway. Stupid. But anyway, but no, I remember the E! True Hollywood Story.
Right.
She was one of the people that was being interviewed, and OJ through during like a a get together and everything, casually dropped the bomb that he hits Nicole, and Kim Kardashian.
How do you by the way that?
Yeah.
Oh, by the way,
when I have to correct my wife,
he goes, you know,
with my backhand.
Oh, by the way, every time I got a backhander, wait, what'd you say? Mm-hmm. Backhander, you know, the knuckles.
Are you seriously going to test the logistics of like, user?
No.
But anyway, but no, Kim. So, Chris, she says after that, Robert and I stopped hanging out with them.
Wow.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Hey, man, how do you get your hand to stop hurting after you beat your wife? Wait, what'd you say? He goes, bro, I seen your wife. She kicks your ass.
Yeah.
I know.
But actually, you mentioned.
I'm okay with that.
But
he goes,
Wait, story.
Your wife kicks your ass only when I behave. So, only when I ask her nicely.
Take my wife, please.
Now, this is wrong, but I laughed because I was there and I saw
OJ
what happened.
Hit Nicole?
No. At the barbershop.
Frame it.
At the barbershop,
bro.
Okay. There's a guy that I used to work with. He was from somewhere in the Midwest or something. I don't know. Anyways, rather hood, rather thug. It was on a Saturday. Everybody's starting to, you know, close up and get going. He's still on his last client. His wife walks in, and she's like, hurry up. Hurry up. We got to be.
You can say motherfucker,
N-word,
bro.
N-word.
He's talking about nigga.
They were both black. So she's like, hurry up. This and this and that. We need to get all. And he's like, okay. He's like, let me finish with my client. Very professional. Let me finish
in
with
front
my
of
client.
His client. She's doing
yeah.
this.
Yeah. In front of the whole shop. Now he was the last client there.
Yeah, but guess who lost his client?
Oh well,
that dude wasn't coming back.
Oh, yeah. He came back. He came back because he wanted to know the story.
With shades,
you'll hear.
So he was black too. Is what you say?
Yeah. So then he's like, let me finish with the client and then we'll leave. She's like, oh, I'm going to wait right here until you hurry up. She's just the whole time
Jesus.
And we're
that's
just like.
That's a scene from Barbershop, man.
Yeah. Right? And so then the client gets up. He goes to leave. All right, bro. I'll see you next time. All right, man. He opens the door. He opens the door for him, lets the client out. As soon as he closes the door, his wife stands up, and she's like, hurry up. Again, drops the N-word. Jesus. He so quick backhands her, bro.
Oh.
Bah! And we all jumped up and screamed his name, like, bro, calm down. She stumbles over, falls over a chair, hits a glass that we had on the on the wall, breaks it. Glass goes crashing everywhere, man.
Whoa.
And we're like, dude, everybody's rushing to grab him and everything. She grabs her face, looks up, she goes, that's all you good for. And then,
wow.
it just keeps going. Jesus. And we're all just kind of like, well, that's what it looked like, I guess.
That's when his best Morgan Freeman came out.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
I wish I could tell you that the good fight and the sister let him be.
I wish I could tell you that he continued to cut hair after that. I wish I could.
But domestic violence is no fairy tale world.
But I mean, domestic violence is not a laughing matter. It's fucked
it's
up.
It's not, man. But
that's just some shit. Yeah. That, but oh, go. Man. But O.J. Simpson got away with it for so long, and it's fucked up that they saw it and heard about it and didn't do shit about it.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. And it's funny because he's saying the Kardashians.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. Yes, yes, yeah, yeah.
And they didn't do shit about it.
Yeah.
You know. Oh, that's none of our concern. Well, and
they're protecting also, their own. They're protecting
and also, their Brentwood Police didn't do shit about it either because there have been several 911 calls.
He signed a football
that,
for them.
That Nicole, like,
you remember John Wick? Called.
Yeah.
When the first one where the police officer comes up to his door, he's like, hey John, you working again?
Yeah.
He goes, no, I'll just tie it up some loose ends. Yeah.
But no. Like
night, Jimmy.
Yeah.
Nicole's in the back. Of.
Yeah. But no, it's fucked up. And no, and that, but yeah, he was able to get away with it. Why? Because he was rich. He was a football star. People loved OJ.
Yep. Like, money and influence, man.
Yeah. And he was the epitome of what they say when a person has two faces. Because in public, hey, how's it going? How you doing? I'm O.J. Simpson, football player. Mm-hmm. And that way he's alone with her. What I told you, bitch!
Yeah.
Oh, he goes, you coming up in my face!
Oh, yeah.
He would literally turn it on and off. It was the whole,
I love you, Bobby!
He, honestly...
No, but I'm saying he would get, like, ghetto and, like, all of a sudden his voice would be like...
Well, it's funny you mentioned that because he was seen in with amongst the black community and everything. He was pretty much a unicorn.
Oh, yeah.
He was a black dude that lived in a white neighborhood that was able to get away with white people shit.
Yeah. He was like...
Like Michael Jackson. Have you guys heard him talk?
In public, he was Wayne Brady.
Yeah.
Have you ever
behind,
heard...
behind doors, he was Ike Turner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard Michael Jackson talk? So, yeah, he has.
Yeah, he was putting it on. He was putting that on.
Yeah.
When he'd be on screen, he'd be like, hey, motherfuckers.
Yeah. So, he was like, you know, in a session or something, and somebody was leaving, and he's like, man, I can't wait for that motherfucker to leave.
Hey, where the girls at?
Yeah. But no, but yeah, so
all of a sudden you made him. Was it Scatman? Not Scatman Crow. It was Cap Calloway. Howdy, howdy, howdy.
But yeah, but no, I remember when the audio from the 911 calls came out.
Yeah, and you
everybody
hear him.
Was horrified. Yeah, you hear him like in the background, and everybody was horrified. And so that's what exposed OJ. Like the whole facade of him being the all American guy, the good husband, father, and everything. It all shattered.
Yeah, you know? It was crazy. Is my girlfriend was reading an article. She said they goes, yeah, he died. In the hospital, or surrounded by his kids and grandkids, she goes, "Why the fuck would his kids be?" I was like, "It's probably his kids, not from his wife,
right,
not from Nicole,
yeah,
or the ones that like, with the handout,
yeah." Oh no, he died. When are we reading the will?
Yeah.
Well, which is
not I've seen I'm, House of Knives.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, like,
you know who's gonna be at the will reading? Ron Goldman. Where's my cut?
But that's kind of redundant.
Fred Goldman.
That's Fred kind of redundant to be at OJ's will reading because that motherfucker was broke after the civil trial.
Oh, and no. He went to jail. Yeah. He was, but everything... Yeah. No, well, that he went to jail, but that was for something else. We're going to talk about that.
No, what I'm saying, that even with all that, they took a lot of his art and possessions away.
Yeah, after he lost all of it, and then he went... He got more... Ghetto, I guess you could say.
Yeah,
that's what he leaned into his himself. Own.
Yeah. Well, because the thing is
he was
that,
like, I ain't got to put no front on for no people no more.
Yeah. I ain't got to do this shit no more.
Yeah. No, but I have to.
Because you heard the recordings when they went to his stuff back.
Yeah. You thought you'd steal my shit? Sell it.
Yeah.
That was. Who'd have thought that'd be the thing to take him down? Not the double murder.
Exactly.
But the card.
I mean, hey, taxes took down Al Capone.
True.
A porn star's taken down. I mean, anyway.
So have you ever? Okay, so Al Capone, right? His accountant
died of syphilis in prison. Yeah, what?
The accountant did?
No.
Yes.
Al Capone did.
Oh, Al Capone. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. No, but, I didn't know about that.
But if we're gonna if we're gonna talk about OJ, we have to talk about that infamous chase, the Bronco chase. I have to ask you guys.
The only person that came out stupid out of that whole thing was Al Collins. But anyway.
No, OJ did too. Yeah. It was like, okay, let's, you're being convicted of a double murder.
Yeah.
The police, they had the whole red carpet. He was getting like the politician treatment.
Right.
They scheduled when he was going to come in to be arraigned.
Right.
And they were going to have like a, basically just like a, what do you call it? Almost like a parade of cops and everything. But he decides to flee.
You're right. But before we get into that, go back and Nicole Simpson, Nicole Brown Simpson, she met him, like, he was prowling, even though he was already married. That's when he met her. She was working at a waitress in a cocktail bar. Mm-hmm. I know that's a lyric, but
I know it's actually cliche, was.
That's one of my favorite songs.
She was working as a waitress, and he was already married with kids, and he kind of pretty much stalked her until she'd go out with him, and then he got divorced 2 years after they started dating. So he's already a piece of shit right there. That already started piece of shit thing number one.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and then he treated her like they all start. He treated me like a princess.
Yeah.
Up until she said I do. And then.
Yeah. Then you're my property. I can do with you.
Now you my bottom bitch. Yeah. And that's what he started treating her like.
Yeah, narcissistic.
Dude, yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, there was rumors too that he was lending her out to certain friends.
Actually,
well,
it's funny you mentioned that.
Marcus Allen being one.
Because I remember Faye Resnick. She was a socialite. She was one of Nicole's friends.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
She released that tell-all book.
Yeah.
Now, the tell-all book. Take it with a grain of salt, because some of it is sensational, some of it is fact, but it can't really be trusted.
Right.
However, she did share salacious stories about OJ and Nicole's marriage.
Right.
About how it was supposed to be open. Swingers. Supposedly.
Yeah.
Yeah. But the fact was is that that pretty much they had like a very dysfunctional relationship, and also with Ron in the mix, because. Ron and Nicole were just friends. They're like they were just like platonic friends. However, like how Caesar mentioned, he viewed Nicole as property even after the divorce.
Oh no, absolutely.
So any new guy that was going to be in Nicole's life,
yep,
well, like romantic or not, was going to have a target on.
He
his
was
back.
Toxic into the level where it's like, okay, you could leave me.
He killed him.
You could leave me, but you always going to be mine.
Yeah,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Oh, you. It was like basically he was treating her like he was a pimp. Yeah. Oh, you fuck who I say, when I say, and how I say.
And it doesn't help the fact that, you know, he's O.J. Simpson, Heisman Trophy winner.
Well, and nobody was going to believe her anyway. Oh, he does this to me. Oh, come on. That's O.J.
See, and that was the fucked up thing about the past, is that the victims were never listened to until it's too late.
Well, see, and that's the thing. I was talking to my girlfriend earlier today. That's the advance with technologies, because the reference I gave was, you know how, because we saw these two little kids walking down the street. It was like 90-something degrees today. And these two little kids couldn't have been no more than 10 years old walking alone down the street. I'm like, that's a good way to get these kids abducted. I was like, back in the day, you would have never heard about it. Yeah. Like, if a kid, back 30 years ago, kid gets abducted in Florida, you won't hear about it for a month. Right? Nowadays, you hear it instantly. Mm-hmm. And that's the same thing.
Information age.
Right. And, and that's the thing about it today. You know, with all the shit that's going on with the Ring cameras and all this stuff, if you stupid enough, not that you should ever, but if you stupid enough to lay your hands on somebody,
make sure there's no cameras around.
Yeah. No, don't make sure. You're going to get caught.
Yeah.
You're going to get, there's cameras everywhere. Mm-hmm. You know, there's cameras everywhere. Mm-hmm. Have you ever watched like a CCTV shit from the UK? Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. They got cameras fucking everywhere.
Oh, dude, I was watching one where they use cell phone towers.
Right.
And they ping.
Ping, ping. Yeah.
Ping, 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 ping. And then they were watching, oh, look. There's X amount of people or traffic going directly to this house. That tells us that they're either selling drugs or they're doing something.
Or sex. Yeah. We'll talk about it. I want to do a whole episode on it about the CCTV because in the UK, they use them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
I am.
And Hong Kong as well.
Yeah. I'm a believer in them. But anyway, I also worked on the project that started the pinging towers, by the way, when I worked for cell phone companies. That wasn't a thing until 30 years ago.
Mm. In the 30s?
Your sister. Anyway, so but going back to you were saying but the Bronx. So she was going through all this shit and nobody ever believed it. Why? Because he was Wayne Brady OJ, you know. And not to say that Wayne Brady beating women behind the scenes, but
But no, like,
is Wayne Brady gonna have to choke a bitch?
But Wayne Brady, Wayne Brady. I mean, like, it's funny you mentioned Wayne Brady because that was OJ. He was basically, you know. White acceptable.
Yeah, yeah. No, exactly.
Yeah, yeah.
He was safe.
Yeah.
He was one of the good ones.
He was known as the mayor of Brentwood. So that's how, accepted he was. Because
I know you've heard that term before.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, he's one of the good ones. What the fuck does that mean?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because the rest are bad.
Yeah. Yeah. So the irony of him having that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But anyway, fast forward into the, so their whole marriage is shit.
Yeah.
Then you fast forward to the after he supposedly didn't kill them.
Yeah.
Although he ran, you know?
Yeah.
Why do you run if you...
Because he was guilty.
Yeah.
Honestly, no, that whole chase was just basically him saying, I did it. Because, like I said, he was given the red carpet treatment to the police station.
To turn himself in.
Yeah. If he just...
They weren't even going to handcuff him.
No, not at all. Hell, they would have probably stopped for McDonald's or something on the way.
Yeah.
But... He stuff. Yeah. And Al Cowling's that fucking idiot. Like, if you want to talk about, like... that desperate friend, because Al Cowlings was known to be like an OJ wannabe. Like, he worshipped OJ.
Yeah.
And so, of course, he was going to, you know, basically be OJ's getaway driver. And then when they found out that, you know, he had a gun, money, a disguise, like, he was ready to pull a whole, like, Hannibal
Lecter.
He had
a gun to his head. Mm-hmm. And then it was the slowest high-speed chase I had ever seen in my entire life.
58 miles an hour. Actually, I have to ask you guys, where were you when the chase happened?
I was just getting home from school. Mm-hmm.
I was at work, and I was sitting there going, they can catch him.
Like, do the pit maneuver.
Isn't that a rascal passenger?
Right.
The taco truck going by him.
The guy on the pedal elote bike.
Yeah.
Dale, pues, wey.
Or the old guy in the opening of Office Space with the walker. But no, like Caesar, you said, I just got home from school as well. Uh-huh. I turn on the TV. I'm hoping to watch some Darkwing Duck from Chip and Dale and everything.
The danger. Dude. Oh, no, wait, that was... What?
No, Chip and Dale. Yeah. But all the local channels was on that chase. Like, every affiliate.
You could not... you'd have to watch PBS, though.
And so I heard the reporter says, if you're just joining us, O.J. Simpson is being chased by the police. He is in the Bronco with a gun. And when he said O.J. Simpson, I'm like, Norberg?
And
just hear the helicopter.
And little J. Shell jumps up and goes, the juice is loose.
I wish I was that clever. me, my sister, and a friend of mine, our fucking eyes were glued to the set. In fact, everybody's eyes was glued to that set. It was pretty much the moon landing of the 90s. Bro, you know? So,
The other thing that I do remember like that was when Tupac died.
That was 2 years.
No, but they mean watching it live as it's happening.
Yeah.
Okay. Like, yeah.
Live as it's happening. No, the only thing after that was 9/11. That was all live. But that was funny because not that 9/11 was funny, but watching the chase. Actually, you know what's funny about that chase? Mm. The WWF actually used it.
Oh yeah.
Here's how they did. Real quick, Roddy Piper and Goldust were having a feud. And Roddy Piper jumps into the Bronco and takes off, and they used it.
Inside of the building, weren't they?
No, they were out. Were they fighting outside in the Hollywood backlot? Mm. But then he jumps into.
I remember that he jumps
into a white Bronco.
Yeah,
and he starts using the OJ.
Because I remember.
Roddy Piper's going down the highway. Seriously, it was the slowest high speed chase I have ever seen. I'm like, dude. They could literally reach out and grab him.
Well, you know, the thing is that pretty much because he had a gun, he had basically a hostage with him. If they were to do
was his son?
No,
Al Cowlings.
Al Cowlings, the guy who was driving.
He was basically a hostage and whatnot.
OJ's got a gun to his head.
So it was pretty much a hostage negotiation, you know. On wheels, because if they were to do what, you know, their usual tactics to stop a speeding car and everything, you know, like do the whole fishtail technique and everything, that would have like set off a wave of shit.
Yeah, but the only reason they didn't do it is because it was on live TV.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, I was gonna say around that time, I don't know the time difference, but when that whole shootout went out in LA, that they did the movie Heat after. Do you remember that?
Yeah, Heat. Yeah.
It
was after Heat. They actually took the clues from Heat to
I remember seeing that live.
And those guys were full body armored.
I remember seeing that live.
Yeah.
I mean, I was living there. So
that and also Cali, the, so. What was it, when the Reginald Denny.
Oh, during the LA riots.
LA riots. When they pulled him out of his 18-wheeler.
Jesus, that was brutal.
Yeah. Dude, when that happened, I remember my mom praying for my dad. Be like, just be careful, because he was
out working.
Yeah, he had to drive to LA.
Yeah, same with my dad. Because my dad was
still in Mexico.
Huh?
Y'all were still in Mexico, or you were in already?
This is now in Cali, LA. Was that racist?
Yeah.
I don't know if you're being racist or
no, because you never lived in Mexico, motherfucker.
I did till I was 8.
But you said your dad had to drive to LA.
Yeah, from Pomona.
Okay, then you didn't say that part.
Bastard. Dude.
I can't be racist. I'm brown.
No, that just makes you doubly racist.
Yeah.
Just makes you racist and ignorant.
You multiculturally racist.
How dare you, sir? Anyway, but he was right now, that would have happened today. If it wasn't OJ,
yeah.
if it was you and me, they would have pit maneuvered the shit out of
that's
us.
What I'm
saying.
Oh, and they would
have.
The oh, and they would have Bonnie and Clyde up straight
the pit
up.
Maneuver.
If we were going that fast, it would have been live from the freeway. The cops, never mind. It's but, over. Yep,
yep. And he flipped three times.
But the cops were like, can we shoot them? What? I mean, the tires. Can we shoot the tires? But
you know what? They actually released audio of the negotiator talk with OJ over the phone. So ESPN, it was part of 30 for 30.
Yeah.
It was this episode, which I highly recommend to y'all and to our listeners to watch. It was called June
17th, 1994. Juice.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
No.
June 17th. Oh, but that's a good play on though. Yeah. Juice.
Right.
17.
But no, on June 17th, because like the day the chase was happening, mm-hmm. there were other things that are going on in sports. Arnold Palmer is playing his last game, the FIFA World Cup, the New York Rangers winning, Game 5 of the NBA Finals, and Ken Griffey tying Babe Ruth's record, which they all had to preempt because of the chase.
Yeah.
And so they released like the audio. Of, like, the hostage negotiator saying, like, don't do this, OJ. Think of your family. Think of your friends. Think of your fans and all that.
Right.
So I definitely recommend that. But, like, it was a crazy day. Like, that whole day was just
after
watching
that. They asked Arnold Palmer, what do you think of OJ? Fuck OJ.
Funny you mentioned that, actually. It wasn't with Arnold Palmer. But David Hasselhoff, he was actually having a concert on pay-per-view. And so... Oh, yeah.
That's another dude that I've heard is a douche.
Have you never seen his drunken burger incident?
No.
Bro, where he's eating a cheeseburger off the floor of his hotel room with his daughter filming. His daughter is filming him.
Yeah.
He's blacked out drunk eating it, talking about... I'm like, you've never seen it?
No.
It is hilarious to watch.
But you know what's funny is that, so what happened, David's performing... He goes backstage, and this is when he was chummy with Trump. And then Trump says to him, wow, looks like our friend OJ's in trouble.
Friend OJ?
Right.
And David has to win, your motherfucker.
Right. No, wait. David says, like, wait, what are you talking about? And Trump says...
disappears into the bush.
But no, Trump says, like, oh, it's OJ. He's being chased by the police. And the first thing that David says is, please tell me that's not live. So the chase took away viewers from David Hasselhoff's like performance.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh God.
Yeah.
It's like, first of all,
I wonder if David Hasselhoff had something going on releasing these last few days, and then now the death of OJ be like, it ruined my
again.
Did it?
Again. Oh, like a comeback album. Yeah. Like, oh, in other news, David Hasselhoff has a comeback album, but. Stay tuned for our coverage of the OJ funeral. Like, OJ?
He goes, yeah, OJ funeral. Somebody's going to walk in. It's like those movies where you hear this person all by themselves on an empty building on the marble floor.
Yeah.
Hello? No? No? Anybody?
No, it'll be Al Callings there. Just
and
then,
and, oh, and Cato, the, and Cato Caitlin.
Right.
We've got the priest. Are you with... oh, no. I just needed directions... I'm lost.
And the funny... Yeah.
He's not even there for that.
Oh, welcome to the O.J. Simpson funeral. Like, wait, who?
Yeah.
No, I just needed some change for the phone.
Yeah. Can you validate my parking ticket?
Like, this is a Pokestop, actually. I was just here for that. Sweet, a Weedle. Bye.
What Pokemon would he be?
I'm playing...
O.J. is a Pokemon.
O.J. Hitmonlee.
How high are you?
Hi, how are you?
I don't know why.
This is thoughts Hitmon of a pothead.
I just thought of the most awful name for his Pokemon. I ain't gonna say it.
Does it involve the words hit?
No.
Does it involve the N-word?
No. No, close. It involves a Jay-Z lyric.
I got 99 problems.
No, Jigga.
Jigga. Jigatron, I choose you.
No,
that's Digimon.
It's that lyric, and when you say something to scare somebody,
Hove.
No, when you scare somebody, you go,
Hove. Oh my! This is like racist charades.
But you just imagine you're walking down the street and all of a sudden in an alley that you hear that song like a battle's about to start. And you turn around. Yeah. You turn around and OJ's just
I'm coming to get you. I'm coming to get you.
OJ, I won the Pokemon tournament. Fred Goldman, no. We did.
We
takes
did.
The trophy along. This will go well with your Heisman.
This is my money, punk.
Fucking Debo. You made Fred Debo?
Fred Goldman was like, normally I wouldn't be in favor of a white man owning everything a black man earns, but he did kill my son. He did.
That puts a damper on things.
Yeah. But I remember when people were on the bridge in L.A., right. Like they would have like the Go OJ signs and everything. And this is before, you know, the recording of the domestic violence.
So Starfuckers.
Well, not just Starfuckers, but actual fans.
Yeah.
You know, because like, you know, again, OJ had that whole facade about him. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let's go ahead and take a quick break. Then we'll go into the trial.
The trial of the century.
Sometimes the law is not enough.
Did you file the subpoena in the McPherson case?
No, it wasn't urgent. I filed an AO-440.
AO-440?
I know. So I went shopping for these loafers.
Has anyone got a stapler? I've got a lot of forms, and there's a slight breeze in here.
Law, because paperwork is dramatic. Catch it Thursdays on Weasel before it catches you.
And we're back. Thank you guys for hanging out with us. So the OJ trial, I remember it was like on TV 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, ad nauseum.
Yep.
Like all day, every day.
Mm-hmm. That was actually the first time I've seen like an actual trial because, you know, on the news, like they'll show like, you know, court footage, but just like a glimpse of it.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a little side camera view as the, you know, person's talking about what happened at the trial.
Right. Yeah. But with
you know, who's the most famous person that came off of that trial?
Johnny Cochran.
Joe Ito. Judge Ito.
No, Judge Ito.
Everybody.
Oh,
Judge
Ito. Honestly, everybody became famous from that. True. Yeah.
Oh, everybody.
Judge
did, yeah.
Ito.
Judge Ito. Marsha Clark.
Is it me or the dude that was in like the Marvel movies look like Judge Ito?
I think he played him in
does.
The. Actually, I think
you know who I'm talking about.
Yeah,
that, right?
I know exactly.
He actually played him.
Really?
In the O.J. Simpson.
He's the
miniseries.
Dude in the Marvel movies that plays his own grandfather.
Yeah.
In the Captain America movie. Yeah.
Actually, he did. He played him.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I figured that because he looked just like him.
Yeah.
It almost sounds like him, too.
But no, this trial, it was the trial of the century because, like, it took, like, all the local news and, like, major news and everything. It was all fixated on that. It was basically like a real-life soap opera. All right.
And what is the most famous quote that came out of that trial?
If the glove don't fit, you must acquit.
Hands down.
No, seriously. That was it. No, you know, but no, everybody became a celebrity from that trial.
Yep, Johnny Cochran.
Johnny Cochran, Marsha Clark, Robert Kardashian, Robert Shapiro, Kato Kaelin.
If it wasn't for that trial, we wouldn't have Kim Kardashian. Fucking OJ.
OJ. Actually, yeah.
We talked about this before. I want to say a few years ago.
OJ! Yeah.
I remember talking about this.
Son of a bitch.
Well, aside from the star power of the trial, it did introduce the whole DNA investigation. Before CSI, before all that, that was the first trial or first case to actually involve DNA.
To introduce DNA, yeah.
DNA, yeah. And as a kid, I didn't know what a DNA was. Well, my first thought of DNA was Jurassic Park. You know, and then they introduced this in the trial, and it pretty much was a game changer because of that, Barry Sheck, who was the forensic analyst, and he was the youngest of the Dream Team. He was the new guy, and along with being the new guy, he was the one that had all those like new investigative techniques.
In other words, the other dudes were so old they didn't know what the fuck. It was boomers.
Oh yeah, it's funny you mentioned that as well, but. Because of Barry Sheck, he actually started like, you know, DNA investigations, which actually helped innocent people be released from prison. Because at the time of like their conviction, they didn't have anything like DNA evidence or anything.
I will say
this:
the one kind of cool thing that I do hear, like I don't know nothing about that woman other than what the TV.
Who, Marsha Clark?
No, the
Kim Kardashian.
Kim Kardashian and how she's helped people get out of prison that have been wrongfully imprisoned and stuff like that.
Yeah. I mean, the only credit I give her is getting away from her psychotic ex-husband, but that's just whatever.
Right.
Do you really believe all that, though?
That he's psychotic? Yes, I do.
No, I know. I know for
no,
part
no,
of
I
it.
Do.
But there's some other interviews where you hear him talk, and it's like, dude, they really... I get he's there,
but
I feel like they added a little bit more to make him look a little more crazy.
Anyway.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He lost me at George Bush hates black people.
He does?
That according to Kanye West. Anyway.
Yeah. He invented the internet, though.
Anyway. So the trial, it wasn't that it was a great defense. It was the prosecution dropped the ball.
Well, you know what really killed their case?
Mark Furman?
Absolutely. Because the thing with Mark Furman.
The racist cop.
Yeah. So the thing is that they had the recordings of Mark Furman going on about how he used to beat up, like, you know, black suspects and everything. All this horrible shit. So
Your lead investigator on this.
Right. And so they thought it would be a good idea to have, like, the Mark Furman tapes be played in the trial.
Yep.
What really hurt them was the fact that this was 2 years after the Rodney King trial.
Yeah.
And the LAPD already had a horrible, horrible public perception.
Yep.
So, yeah, right.
I don't think it's gotten much better, but anyway.
Right, but also, you know, so with racial tensions being really high in L.A., they basically gave everybody basically like ammo to believe OJ because it's like, oh, Mark Furman, he hated OJ because he was a successful black man, so he's going to frame him. So they basically, the prosecution gave the defense team their wild card.
Bro, I heard that the pictures were so horrifying.
Oh, they were terrible.
Of her death?
The crime scene?
Oh, yeah.
Bro, they were almost hacked to death, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I remember seeing some picture, not of like the bodies there, but like the blood.
Yeah.
Oh, dude, blood everywhere.
Dude, that was another crazy thing about the trials, because they actually showed this on not only on like cable TV, on network television. So I was like,
censoring was different.
Oh, yeah. So I was 10 at the time. And so I remember my dad always watching the OJ trial whenever I went to go visit him. Mm-hmm. And so seeing all these grisly images, intense.
I can imagine little kids go walking in a room and seeing that, and like, oh, is this still on?
Actually, yeah.
But, dude, faces of death, bro.
It's like, I want to watch the Bionic Six.
Right. I want to watch Gargoyles.
Cut. Deep cut, Bionic Six.
But no, actually, it's funny you mention that, because I actually asked my dad, I was like, they're taking way too long this trial. What's the deal? He's like, I don't know, son.
You
know?
It took months. It took him almost damn near a year, didn't it?
It did take a year.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it was all in 1995.
Yep.
Yeah.
But as far as trials go, for a murder trial, is that typical, do you think?
No, that's not typical. A year? No way.
It's not typical?
No.
Especially when they got so much evidence, I'm sure.
It went from like June 17th of 94 to January 24th of
95. Wow. Oh, so over 6 months. No, usually a murder trial, a week, bro.
Yeah.
Really?
A week to present all the evidence and all the, yeah. Dude.
And you know what's crazy? The jury found their verdict 4 hours. Usually it takes like a couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
But 4 hours?
Because they were convinced. Well, one, unlike today,
and
that's something that's changed today. Back then, people were celebrity obsessed. I know that people are celebrity obsessed today, but not to the point where they forgive anything they'll do.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
No, not anymore.
Because in the age of what people like to call cancel culture, you fuck up. People gonna bar you. That's it. You're done. Which is a huge switch from like even the political, because I know Jay, you probably remember all this. Like, if what shitty ass Trump with Stormy Daniels, if he would have done that like 20 years ago, 30 years ago, he'd be done with politics. Nobody ever fucking talk about him again. Yeah. Like that. Remember Gary Hart?
Yeah. Oh, wait, the monkey business.
Yeah, the boat monkey business.
Yeah.
Gary Hart was going to run for president.
Mm-hmm.
Came out that he found out that he had an affair with a woman on his wife. Had to drop out of the race. Never heard from him again.
Mm-hmm.
Paula Jones, wasn't it?
No. Was it Paula Jones? Was Clinton?
Clinton. Had to drop out of politics. Gary Hart never heard from him again. And it was over one affair.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing about porn star. Nothing about paying hush money. And this motherfucker has people worshiping him. But anyway, getting back to, and that's what kind of caused OJ to be innocent too.
Yeah.
Because people are like, OJ would never do that. I don't care what evidence you show me.
Mm-hmm.
He would have never done that.
Well,
innocent.
Well, you know, and that's what actually helped the courts change their jury selection.
Yeah.
Because they became more strict with jury selection. Because before then, everybody on the jury knew who OJ was. In fact, they actually had to dismiss some jury members because a couple of them actually had interactions with OJ, which they lied about because they actually asked, like, have you ever met, you know, the defendant in real person?
And that's what
kind of
took the case longer, too, because they had to keep getting different jury members.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
is that, like, did you ever meet him, like, at a...
Yeah. Have you ever been in an event where he was at? Did you ever get his autograph?
So they couldn't
be. Yeah.
Well, it's also...
Dude walked in with a Buffalo Bills jersey on and a hat, waving a flag. He goes, nope, never met the man. Don't even know who he is.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, but no, because other than that, people were just starstruck. Yeah. You know, and they loved OJ. They weren't going to convict their hero.
Well, also, there were people who were also afraid to convict a known black celebrity during a racial tense time. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. But like, wait. This guy's got money. He's famous and he's black and you want me to convict him? Mm-hmm. Nope.
Oh, yeah.
I don't care what you tell me.
Well, and also speaking of the racial tensions, Johnny Cochran, he was one of the most shrewd lawyers that ever lived because he was able to completely twist the narrative of the trial. So the trial started as two innocent people were murdered. And then it became a whole race trial because of the racial tensions in LA and also that OJ is a successful black man and also the Mark Furman tapes. He was able to twist this whole trial in, oh, the man is trying to get OJ. And that wasn't it.
They can't see a successful black man. Whoa. Nobody said that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that's when he pulled out the black card.
Yeah. It was fucked up. It was so wrong. But it was effective.
He got the minority. If people call it the dream team, it was the minority dream team.
Oh, yeah.
Because he had a black lawyer, a Jewish lawyer, and he had a Middle Eastern lawyer.
Yeah.
And like, find us guilty.
Yeah.
What you going to look like?
It was,
and the judge was Asian.
Yeah. It was Robert Shapiro, Cochran, of course, yep. Robert Kardashian, Barry Scheck, the DNA guy, Alan Dershowitz.
You haven't named a non-minority yet.
Yeah. What was it? Johnny? Oh, non-minority. I thought you said
non-minority.
What was it? And F. Lee Bailey. Yeah.
I think he's Jewish too. They were smart in assembling that team because they knew that the way the racial tension was at the time, especially after the LA riots, people were scared to try to convict a famous black popular celebrity.
And they were afraid of another LA riot happening. Yeah. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And that team, he was able to get that team because he was rich.
Yep.
Like, we're talking like high profile guys. Like
Who's the prosecution use? Marsha Clark.
Marsha Clark and Christopher Darden.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And she wasn't really known as a trial prosecutor.
Yeah.
So she was like a deer in the headlights. She's going up against these billion-dollar
lawyers,
and she's simply there a civil servant.
See, Marsha and Christopher Darden, they were the underdogs.
Yep.
Because not only were they from like a semi well known law firm, they're going against like these heavy duty lawyers, like ones who defended like the Boston Strangler, the founder of the Black Panthers.
Piece of shit. Yeah. Serial killer comes and goes, hey, will you defend me? Sure. Yeah. I think you're innocent.
So basically, these are guys who are veterans of high profile cases. Absolutely. So that's like a minor league player going up against a major league player.
Yeah.
And so, but what I felt bad for Marsha and Christopher because not only of like the very like the obstacles that they face, but also their public perception was unfairly judged. Yep. Like they always made fun of Marsha Clark's hair, her look, and everything.
She wasn't a very good looking woman.
I remember,
but that
even,
wasn't the point. Though.
No. Yeah. But I'm saying
Saturday Night Live or Mad TV. They made fun of her. I remember her hair. Like they,
looked. Jay Leno. Oh my God! If you want to talk about folks who made fun of the OJ trial a lot, Jay Leno. When ape shit on like the OJ trial, they even had this segment called the Dancing Itos and Marsha Clark.
I remember that.
Yeah,
there was only one voice I could tell you that kind of didn't believe that OJ was innocent. Norm McDonald.
Oh God.
Yeah.
So OJ killed two people.
So murder. No, I love like his joke after OJ was found innocent. Like murder is not legal in the state of California.
Yeah. No. He roasted OJ every chance he got. Bro.
And actually, that's what cost him his job.
Yeah.
So okay. So like the mainstream narrative is that Norm Macdonald got fired because Lorne Michaels didn't find him funny. However, it was really the fact that OJ, one of OJ's best friends, Don Olemeyer, was friends with the higher ups at NBC.
Right.
And so Don was like, would you, tell him to stop making fun of my friend OJ and everything. And they told, and NBC told Norm. And Norm was like, yeah, nah, son. And he kept on continuing until they laid him off. Well, not laid him off, fired him.
Yeah, he's like, I'm Norm McDonald. Do you think I need your show?
Yeah. Oh, no, Norm was brutal on OJ, man, and rightfully so and everything.
Yeah. And that's the thing. He's one of those people that weren't afraid to lose their job. Mm-hmm. When you get to a certain level, like, for example, I like to use this guy as an example when I say this. Anderson Cooper. Mm-hmm. You know who Anderson Cooper is? Mm-hmm. Okay, Anderson Cooper is a Vanderbilt. You know who the Vanderbilts are, right? Gloria very Vanderbilt, very, very super. Rich. He's one of them. He's her. He's Gloria Vanderbilt's son.
Really?
So the dude's loaded already.
Didn't take the last name?
No. That's her. That's her maiden last name was Vanderbilt. His father was Cooper. Yeah. So anyway. So he that's why when he sits there and he laughs at politicians in their face and calls them assholes and cuts people off and goes, yeah, get them off. It's like, because he doesn't, what are you going to what are you going to do, fire me? Oh, no, I'll buy the station and then fire you.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm Anderson Cooper, bitch.
Right.
It's like, I picked up a Haitian kid and saved his life. What you going to do to me? Because you saw that, right?
Yeah.
Well, like, see, Norm had that same fearlessness.
Exactly. You know? That's what I mean.
And honestly, because like it just made NBC and Saturday Night Live look bad.
Yeah.
Because it's like, okay, you hired this guy, had him on for four seasons, and all of a sudden you think he's not funny?
It's like Norm McDonald's kind of goes, I've made enough money off of you that I can sit at home for the rest of my life and not do a goddamn thing, and I'll be all right.
Mm-hmm.
Fire me.
And it became an icon.
Yeah. And he became an icon for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was brutal on it. But the trial ended up being a farce.
Yeah.
It was bullshit. Mm-hmm. He was found innocent, even though there's all this evidence against him. And he was found innocent because, again, the celebrity worship that we have a lot in this country.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if in other countries they do. I don't really look into that. But I know in this country we have an epidemic of celebrity worship.
Yeah.
That's why we had a person who wasn't qualified to be president for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
That's why Jesse Ventura was the governor of Minnesota.
Mm-hmm.
That's why... Because he felt like he didn't like the mayor. This happened. I don't know if you guys remember this. Mm-hmm. You might be too young.
For Jesse Ventura?
No. Because he didn't like the mayor. Clint Eastwood ran for mayor of Carmel, California, and won. Just because to get the mayor out. He didn't want to be the mayor. He just wanted to get the old one out. Yeah. So he ran. Like, what are you going to do as mayor? I don't know.
That is fucking Kanye. That's 50 Cent levels of petty.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, it's Clint Eastwood.
I mean, it's Clint Eastwood. Clint Eastwood.
Right.
Like, but no, I've seen him once on the highway.
He's like, who the hell do you think you are? I'm Clint Eastwood.
Well, yeah, but like, you know, looking back.
They named a song after me that doesn't even say my name.
Gorillas.
I ain't having it. They never say his name in the song.
Yeah. Oh, man. But no, like, I mean, you were right. The trial was, looking back, they say that it was a disaster. Well, they said that Ito's first mistake was not getting control of his own courtroom and letting the cameras in. That's when it became a media spectacle.
It did. Yeah. And because once you get the cameras in, so it's the judge has to get them out.
Has that say-so?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, yep.
But
the judge can say, no cameras in my courtroom. We're not going to make this a circus. Because then happens is, then you have the trial in the court of public opinion.
Mm-hmm.
You no longer have a trial.
Oh, and another thing, what was it? Faye Resnick's book was released.
Yeah.
That became a factor in the trial, because a lot of people, before the trial, the jurors started reading the book. And so now they have a distorted view of like what really happened.
Yeah, and then you see when you get cameras in it, and you get guys like, then you get that whole clip that everybody remembers, and if the glove don't fit, when OJ tries to put on the glove but he has his hand open,
going,
oh look, it don't fit, don't fit. It's
but like, there's also was those so pictures dumb. Of him playing golf with his gloves with just the same like gloves that. On.
Yeah.
It's like, and you know, oh, his Bruno Mali's, you mean?
Yeah.
The Bruno Mali's were the shoes that all of a sudden disappeared.
Yeah.
I don't know where they are.
Mm-hmm. I
gave him to Cato.
Right.
What do you think happened to him? Throw him in the trash somewhere?
He gave him to Cato. Cato burnt them, then took him to the fucking Pacific Ocean.
That was another thing. Cato Kalin, he fucked up so much when he was on the stand. The prosecution coached him, as well as the defense and everything.
Yeah.
And when he went on there, he was just pretty much like blank.
Yeah.
You know?
They're like, and he's looking at him going, wait, what did you want me to say again? Shut up, mom.
Oh, and the housekeeper. Oh, do you remember her?
Yeah.
So
it was just a bunch of characters,
man. Honestly,
it was one of the big first like celebrity trials.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you get celebrity trials every now and then, but they don't play it on TV like this one.
Yeah,
I think the reason why is because of this one.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know how they say you can't have a fair trial. You can't really have a fair trial as a prosecutor if you're trying to try somebody who's well known in the court of public opinion.
Yeah,
because they're always going to be on top.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's my point of view, though, too, on the whole court process. It isn't about the law. It isn't about what's right and what's wrong. It's about whether you have the money to get somebody to get you out of whatever.
And
it doesn't matter what something is.
No,
it could be apparently murder.
If OJ was a broke nobody that had a court-appointed lawyer, he would have been serving life in prison.
To Chris Rock, he said that. Like, if O.J. was just a normal person, he would be convicted. If he wasn't O.J. the Heisman Trophy winner, instead Orenthal, the bus-driving murderer, he would have been convicted.
Bus-driving murderer. I remember that when he said that.
But no, and you see, and that's fucked up. It's like what you said, is that this country puts celebrities on such a pedestal that they are literally above the law. And I've noticed that the couple years later, we had the Robert Blake trial.
Yeah.
So that was, like, well-publicized, but...
But it wasn't on daily TV.
No, no.
You know Robert Blake, right? Beretta?
Sounds familiar.
Beretta. Beretta, the TV show Beretta with the white bird on his shoulder? Keep your eye on the sparrow.
Remember Money Train?
I remember Money Train.
He was the corrupt police chief.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he went out to dinner with his wife, and they walked to the car, and somehow she got three bullets in her, somehow. Mm-hmm. Mysteriously.
And did he still drive her home after that?
I think he left her there.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, I don't know where she went. She disappeared.
Oh, and in his defense?
And then I came back and she was dead.
And oh, in his defense, I couldn't have killed her. I left my gun in the car. His actual defense. That was
his actual defense.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fun fact, he was actually one of the Little Rascals.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
He was Mickey. Remember Mickey towards the end of the Little Rascals? Mm-hmm. He was like a little kid with dark hair that wore like overalls.
Yeah.
Which they parodied.
Wasn't
on
he the kid that has a...
No. That was Porky.
Yeah.
Anyway.
But yeah. But no. But actually, you know what? It's funny you mentioned that the trial was a farce and everybody fucked up. Okay, so my senior year of high school, I was in a criminology class.
Yeah.
And we were supposed to reenact the O.J. Simpson trial.
Right.
And I was Johnny Cochran. And
that's just racist.
Well, I volunteered for it.
Were you the only
black? Yes, he was.
Yes, Scott, high yes, school
he was. You didn't even ask that, bro. Yes, he was.
Yeah.
Oh, and so
I don't know why, but it reminded me of that. that Korean comedian from Texas. Was it Henry Cho? Henry Cho. When he goes, "Hey, Henry, we're going to play war. It's the neighborhood against you."
No, I was thinking the TikTok where it's a class setting. The teacher goes, can anybody tell us, what do you say? Can anybody tell us what the Civil War was about or something like that? And black kid raises his hand and the teacher goes, "Yes." Oh <my God>. Points at him and just goes, "Yes." Yeah.
But yeah.
Oh my God. Stop. Shut up.
But anyway.
So you played Johnny Cochran.
Yeah. And, hold on.
Yeah, I know. You got to let him breathe.
Yeah.
He's hyperventilating.
Talk about yourself, son of a clown.
But anyway. And fun fact, Brittany from Glee was in that class as well. Heather Morris.
You never watched Glee?
Hell no. Proud of it, too.
Okay.
How dare you, sir?
I don't like musicals.
Okay.
Anyway.
The only musicals I could do is Jungle Book. Crybaby, and sometimes
Grease. We're going to talk later how that's a lie, but anyway.
So anyway, but
okay.
So she was in my class, and she was Marcia Clark.
Right.
And so this is before Google was big, before search engines were actually reliable.
Right.
We actually had to read books. And
what's a book?
Right. And so unfortunately, our library really didn't have much books on like the O.J. trial and all that. And we would try to at least look it up on like Alta Vista and Yahoo.
Wow.
We would not get many like links and everything.
Ask Jeeves.
Ask Jeeves is like, ask Yahoo.
No, there was
Ask Jeeves result comes back. Fuck if I know.
Yeah.
There was another one too. It was like Mama or something like that.
Oh,
no.
It was
Ask Jeeves, and then the other one was like a Aunt Jemima type of character.
Wow.
Search engine.
Do you guys remember Netscape?
Oh, I remember Netscape Navigator. Yeah. But anyway.
Anyway.
Shut up. Jesus. This motherfucker takes a freight train to a dirt road.
So you did your research.
We tried to and everything. And so we have the trial throughout like a week of like school and everything.
Mm-hmm.
And we had no idea what the fuck we were doing.
So you were just like the O.J. lawyers.
Exactly. So I did the whole, if your glove don't fit, you must acquit. I at least wanted to get that shit in.
And everybody's like, must quit what?
Right.
I don't know. That's what the other black man said.
So anyway, so after we were done with the whole project, our teacher was so pissed at us.
Right.
They were like, okay, all of you have to write a report about who you portrayed. So I wrote a report about Johnny Cochran. So...
Wait, did she know that you guys were going to do that?
No,
that was the assignment.
So all the class
the teacher
had to
gave
do?
The assignment to reenact the trial.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you said she was pissed.
No, he was pissed.
Or
yeah.
He was pissed.
Because we didn't perform well. Because we didn't know what we were doing. Hence, yeah. Like, we was like, we were the actual trial.
Yeah.
So, but yeah, actually, but so cut to, like, flash forward a couple years later, I run into my criminology teacher when I was working at Walgreens.
Yeah.
And we were talking about the old times and everything. And I said, hey, I know you didn't like our performance for the OJ reenactment trial. However, the trial was really a fuck up. And I told him why, yeah. Like, because of all that happened. So, in a way, we did the assignment correctly. And he looks at me, and he's like, he does that Robert De Niro, like, yeah, face and everything.
Little bit.
Yeah. So he's like, okay, I mean, you should have said that beforehand. You would have had a chance to get an A, but it's all good.
Yeah, but before you were my teacher, you could fail me.
Right.
Now you're just a dude walking into my...
It was 4 years ago, Johnny.
Now you're just a dude walking into my Walgreens. Fuck out.
He was a bit of a bro too. Like he was like Iceman from Top Gun.
He was like the PC principal.
Oh, totally. Yeah.
You seen the PC principal? Uh-uh. We'll talk about it later.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay.
But yeah.
It's from South Park.
You PC bro?
They get this like douchey looking bro douche frat looking bro with the wraparound sunglasses, but he's like super PC. You can't say that, okay? Because that hurts their feelings, bro. He goes, "You're hurting their inner child, bro."
I like it. Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
But long story short, trial was a farce. After that, Fred Goldman sued him for everything he was worth. Mm-hmm. Then he became his ultra trying to want to be gangsta OJ, robbed those people in Las Vegas trying to get his stuff back.
Dude, he even tried to make a Jackass style tape. It was called Juiced. It was a hidden camera prank show. Swear to God. It was a hidden camera prank show. One of the pranks was someone trying to sell the Bronco.
The OJ merge? Oh, the Bronco.
It wasn't the real Bronco, but they made it look like it was the Bronco, and they actually put fake blood stains.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. And so he tried to make money off that, but Fred Goldman got the proceeds.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing. He didn't understand, I guess, the judgment. Any money you make doesn't go to you if it's based off of your infamy from the murder or the trial.
Yeah.
What part of that don't you understand?
See, and
he's trying to find a loophole.
Right. And the thing is, when you look back, OJ, okay, he was not found guilty in the criminal trial.
Right.
However, he was still cursed with like a life of bad luck. Right. Of karma, basically, because he lost his money, because not only because from the civil trial, but paying off his dream team, because those lawyers were not not inexpensive.
And those lawyers actually got karmatic justice, too. They all died young.
Yeah.
They weren't relatively, they were not
old
when they died.
Did they all kind of die around the same thing?
No, not the same day, but they closed within a few years of each other. It was a few years of each other. Mm-hmm. And I think Johnny Cochran was cancer.
Yeah.
I think. It was like two or three of them cancer, right?
Kardashian was first, I think.
Mm-hmm.
The last one to go, I think, was Shapiro.
Shapiro.
No, it was OJ.
No, Shapiro's still alive.
Is he?
Yeah.
But you ain't heard from him since.
Yeah. Well, I mean, Shapiro, he was kind of like the black sheep of the Dream Team. Because Shapiro was...
he was Jewish.
No, because he was a shit lawyer. because, he was known for the plea deal.
Right.
Because when he defended... I forgot his celebrity clientele, but... Every time he defended them, he says, okay, let's cut a deal with them. Because he didn't want to really put in the work. So with OJ...
Do I have to really go to court again?
Yeah, pretty much. With OJ, hell, he said, he came up with, this crazy story about, okay, let's say you did kill Nicole. However, you weren't thinking. You were drunk. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da.
You had a hard-on. Yeah. Know, things happen.
Yeah.
What? Erections can drive a man crazy. I love the look on his face. Like, what?
I'm trying to.
You never heard of cock crazia?
Why does that sound like you made that out?
Because I did.
Oh, I was about to say.
I don't know conditions that you have.
You know how they have the Wookiee defense? Uh-huh. This is the hard-on defense.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is a hard-on. Why am I showing a hard-on? It doesn't make sense.
He goes, you see somebody die, but you get a hard on. That does not make sense.
Look at the puppet. Look at the puppet.
Emotional damage.
Oh, damn. Another tie-in with Johnny Cochran.
If the cock is erect, you must bring back a non-guilty verdict.
Oh, you took the scenic route to that.
It was a long way to get it.
Long.
It was long and hard.
But anyway. But yeah, so even though he... won the trial, he lost at life. Because not only did he lose his money, but nobody wanted to fuck with OJ. Nope. Like, everybody in Brentwood no longer wanted to associate with him. All the restaurants that would have, like, a table for him did not want
to
serve
and
him.
And nobody wanted to fuck with OJ, but they still wanted to fuck OJ for some reason.
The irony.
Yeah. No, women would still throw themselves at him. I know you killed your wife, but you sexy.
Well, it's the
the fame. But no, it's just the fame, dude.
Well,
it's
dude, even fame. Like as low as the fame, right? I was telling you about a buddy of mine. We went out, and he's got a little the kids call these days clout on the social media.
Oh, the clout chaser.
But he has clout. Okay.
Yeah. And
so everybody wants to be their friend.
No. This girl showed up who saw him on the live, literally like 20 minutes later showed up.
Jesus Christ.
And the whole time I'm looking at her as she's interacting with him, every time he would like turn away, she would like look at the camera and like try to position herself and like.
So she'd be closer to the live?
Yeah.
So people could see her?
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
It's called fame fucking. Yeah, they're fame fuckers. I'm not literal fuck them, but they'll. Oh my God, you're so awesome!
So great. They'll roll with them. Yeah, ride their coattails.
Yeah. It's kind of like roadies. You ever watch the show Entourage? It was the three other dudes. Mm. Yeah. They were fame humpers, fame fuckers.
Yeah.
Fame star fuckers. Like, I want to be next to you just because you're so cool. You know. anyway.
Yeah.
So, he lost that life. Now he lost his life.
Mm-hmm.
So, once again, I'll close out how I open, to quote Caitlyn Jenner, which I would never do again. Good riddance. What do you think?
I just found out something ironic. So, Cuba Gooding Jr. played OJ in the People vs. OJ Simpson miniseries.
I still need to watch that.
Which is really good. I really highly recommend it. It was just revealed that Cuba Gooding Jr. was involved with some of Diddy's shenanigans.
Wow, really?
Yeah.
Another safe one?
Mm-hmm.
Because Cuba Gooding Jr. is always being known for being one of the good ones.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. So, wow, he brought some method acting to his role.
And probably meth, too.
Yeah. But anyway.
Thank you guys for hanging out with us. Remember to follow our social media. The link tree will be in the bio. We will see you.
Jacob Boulevard, the Rennie's Balloon Shop and the building next to the location. Suspects are seen climbing out of both windows, male Hispanic and a possible male black.